hill, mountain, but here the comparison that Chaitanya Dev is a lake.
Yes.
Chaitanya, Chaitanya Lila Amrita Sar, the very the fountainhead of all nectar and Krishna consciousness. Amrita Sar, the substance, the feast of the nectar, Krishna Lila. And Tar Sato Sato Dhar, hundreds of streams are coming out from higher. That is Chaitanya Lila. Dasdike Bahija Haiti. And it is running towards 10 directions.
Mm.
Hundreds of streams originating from the lake of Chaitanya. There are so many streams of very substantial nectar are running towards 10 directions, hundreds of streams, correct. Krishna Lila Amrita Sar Tar Sato Sato Dhar Dash Dike Bahe Jaha Vaite Se Chaitanya Lila Lila Hai. And that is, you know, the very source from which Chaitanya Lila, Krishna Lila Amrita Sar Tar Sato Sato Dhar Dash Dike Bahe Jaha Vaite Se Chaitanya Lila Hai Sarubara Akha Hai. Okay, undiminishing lake of nectar from where hundreds of Krishna consciousness streams are running towards 10 directions. Swam, you come and engage your mind, have your attention in that sarovar, that lake. The allegorical representation has been continued longer. But here, as if it may be thought that Krishna Lila is the outcome of Chaitanya Lila. Chaitanya Lila is the original. And from there, like fountain, the Krishna Lila, Radha Krishna Lila is coming up. Both combined Chaitanya Lila, and when they are separating, and they are differentiating themselves from oneness, it is becoming Radha. Radha, Krishna Pramana Bhagate, Dhadini Shakti Rasma, Ekatma na Bhavibhura, Bhavibhura, Deva Bhitam Gata Utau, Chaitanya Kampagata Madhana, Taddayam Chaitkamattam, Radha Bhavaddhati Shubhulitam, Naomi Krishna Sarupam. Generally it is thought, because it is in Kali and that is in Dhyapara, so Chaitanya Lila is the after effect, supplementary of Krishna Lila. But here it is said that Chaitanya Lila is the original thing, both combined, and there from coming Krishna Lila. There is a leak, infinite nectar, and the Krishna Lila is coming out of it. anything Krishna Leela. So, but not mountain, but it is a lake.
Yes.
And so many devotees are also like swam, and so many other birds, and so many Brahman ki wale. Brahman.
Bees.
They are also sucking the sweet honey from so many padma, lotus. And also kumud means, what is the English of kumuda, that head, padma, what kind grows in the water, that red thing, kumud. And the white kalhar, and the red is kumud. And the lotus is some other thing.
Lilies?
Kumud generally grows in moonlight.
Oh.
And the padma, the lotus, forms for nourishment the sunlight. Padma, connected with sunlight. And the kumud, that is connected with those red flowers in the water, it grows by the contact of moonlight. Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vidaranam. Kairava means kumuda, that red flower in the lake or tank. Okay. Balkano. This Tarun Krishna, he expressed to me much appreciation about Balkano.
Oh. Very nice.
Very nice book. Your comparison, the touch of your hand and the brain gives a very wonderful effect to the life.
No worries, it is what you have given is so sweet.
Maybe my thought, but it is scattered, dislocated. But to organize that.
So Mahayogi Maharaj is working very hard also to do that. Mahayogi Maharaj, he deserves
he
some.
You in this
oh, yes. He.
In the analysis. And then the adjustment, harmonize that.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Gold Hari, Gold Hari, Gold Hari, Gold Hari.
You gave these talks, your talks were at different times about Mahaprabhu. So we gave them some systematic presentation.
That systematic presentation, that is a very rare quality to systematize. Jiva Goswami says, what Gopal Bhatta Goswami left, Kranta Bhut Kranta Mastitam. For Jayam Ketta Likati Jivaka. Here and there so many shastric things are kept by Gopal Bhakta Goswami. And Jiva Goswami says that I am writing them in a systematic form. Purjayam Kriptali Khati Jiva Ka. A small person like Jiva is systematizing the scattered collections of Gopal Bhatta and he's publishing in the form of a book. Jiva Goswami says so. Dakshinatena Bhattena, he was a Kranta Bhut Kranta Mastitam. Tadakam Pad Padta Padta Padjayam Shuddhi Pati Jivaka. In the introduction of Satsambhadva Jiva Goswami has written like that. What I am living, the substance I collect from the writings of Gopal Bhatta, who comes from the southern country, whose family was disciples of Ramanuja Sampradaya. So they come from Vaishnava and the Brahmin family. And what he has given to us, I am only systematizing and giving in the form of a book to you. Jai Gaur Hari Bol.
Krishna Chaitanya Sangakam.
Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri
Krishna Chaitanya Sangakam.
Tat Prakash.
Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Jagadguru Tat Prakasham Cha Tat Shakti.
Tat Prakasham Cha Tat Shakti. The sadhus can create tirtha. Just as in market, the dealers also come to sell their property and they also, the purchasers also come. So wherever, this is heard from Guru Maharaj, wherever this transaction, some giver, the sadhus are giving and the public is receiving this paramartha, the spiritual wealth, spiritual articles are the transaction of spiritual articles, market of a spiritual articles. That is tirtha.
I see. I want to speak to my
that baby. Becomes tirtha. Just as like market, the market of dealing the spiritual articles, that becomes tirtha. Like market. Tirtha means spiritual market.
Like Nam Hatta. Nam Hatta.
Nam Hatta. Krishna, Krishna.
So, what should I tell him?
As initiation, you may get within a few days.
No. What about him who wants to take Khetra Sannyas?
Khetra Sannyas. That is your consideration, whether he will be able to keep it.
Maintain it.
The steadiness. And the deep faith. And the steadiness. So consider, otherwise you have about that. And after a few days he would pray.
No, he's very steady.
Very steady.
Mm. For the last 8-10 years he's doing puja day and night.
Depth of faith.
Mm-hmm. He has been doing this puja for 10 years, last 8 or 10 years. He is qualified for that. And his tendency is towards worshipping always. Not for preaching so much, but he likes to worship, loves to worship very much. So if he is able to maintain Khetra Sannyas, he can be given that. He can be given Khetra Sannyas. What are you saying?
There is one danger. If one person is engaged in archan, particular duty, maybe familiar with the lady group.
He no connection.
And that may not disturb his spiritual life.
He has no any connection like that.
Mm-hmm.
There is no connection.
He is very much disassociated from lady.
You have to consider the intimate with the worshipper, the intimate connection with the ladies generally takes place there. They are giving puja or and he should be saved from that possible disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
Considering that, you will do.
Yes.
Generally his mind is aloof, he is generally disassociated with the ladies, but still it may be considered further.
Yes. Also, he brought with him one Shalagram Shila.
He brought with him one Shalagram Shila.
That pujari. So he worships strictly.
And he worships Shalagram Shila strictly.
But we know generally Maharaj does not approve.
Shalagram Shila of different type.
Mm-hmm.
The symptoms should be consulted. But there are different aspects. Very strict Shalagram. And worshipping them. The special rules, regulations are necessary, otherwise that will be offensive. They have gentlemen, Padumna Paras.
It's also this.
Worship the Shalagram. Girishari, to worship Girishari, that is safe, but to approach to worship Shalagram, that is Vidhi Marga.
Yes.
We must be very careful about that.
But it is already there.
And they are of different nature. It is mentioned in the Parivakti Vidasa Pramada
Pura. How long has it
been worshipped? For more than a year.
Maybe dangerous.
Maybe a year and a half.
So I don't recommend Shalagram worshipping.
But he is being worshipped for more than a year. Shalagram Shila is already being worshipped.
Yes. 1 year, nothing.
And so far, we can see the prosperity of the temple.
Very carefully, you have.
Maharaj.
So we should continue for now.
So far, we are seeing the advancement, prosperity of the temple. So it is auspicious sign.
It may be continued, but
with much caution.
Further extension, we should be very careful.
Yes, we don't want to continue in that line any further.
Now he has already become the lord of that place. So he likes to be worshipped there.
He's seen under Mahaprabhu.
Under Mahaprabhu.
So sometimes I think it is shown that worship is, you know, Mahaprabhu is superior conception.
Actually it is that according to
have
our
you heard about the Zadki Parama Sannyas, they took Sannyas. The general from Colombo.
Oh, Paramadvaiti Maharaj.
Paramadvaiti?
He spoke to me from Miami. He called me when he reached America. He called me on the telephone.
But you say Hridayananda wants to meet me in my temple.
Yes, but he won't.
But does he know that he has given you sannyas?
By now he may know, but he will not consider what he does that is connected with you. He won't look at it that way. Hridayananda Maharaj will consider Guru Maharaj independently of Paramadvaiti Maharaj.
Hridayananda Maharaj, he thinks about you always independently of Paramadvaiti Maharaj. He doesn't want to know you, understand you through him.
When I gave him Guru Maharaj's explanations, his ontology on different, he said, "I am very satisfied to hear this."
When he heard your ontological explanations, he was very satisfied hearing that. By that,
he said, "This is very satisfying and very reasonable." And he said, "I can understand on lower levels some distortion may be." Some misrepresentation. Because some things that Guru Maharaj says, they get distorted or misrepresented to ISKCON. But anyone that we can meet with personally, we can convince them otherwise.
This is the opinion of Hridayananda Maharaj, that sometimes the Sridhar Maharaj's explanations are mispresented, and it is presented in distorted way. But that is seen in the lower level, on the lower level. But on the higher level, it is not seen. We understand.
He said,
appreciate it.
He likes to hear from me or Akoyananda Maharaj to represent Guru Maharaj.
And he recognizes Bhakti Sudhir Maharaj and Aksananda Maharaj as the best representatives
of my thought.
Yes, of you. Real representatives of you. So he wants to hear through them.
But also, amongst our sannyasis, there's sometimes some differences already coming.
That is.
And
especially Paribrajak.
That is not important. That is no.
Aranya Maharaj.
That. Akoyananda Maharaj, Aranya Maharaj.
Yes.
Aranya Maharaj.
That is significant. Because everyone will think, I know what is Guru Maharaj's desire.
Who's that?
Everyone.
The harmony is very natural, but still sometimes it becomes rare. Again, that kind of problem coming. Difference of views.
Will always be there. So then I wonder, in Maharaj's absence, if he has any special directions.
What will the situation be? আপনার অনুপস্থিতিতে কি হবে? ভক্তিসুধীর মহারাজ ইজ অ্যাংসাস অ্যাবাউট দ্যাট আফটার ইউর ডিসঅ্যাপিয়ারেন্স ইন ইউর অ্যাবসেন্স হাউ দিস থিংস ক্যান বি হারমোনাইজড.
If he has any
special direction,
he's given many instructions, we already know. But if there is some special instruction.
That's why there is some special instruction for that, how to harmonize all these things.
Well, what is Maharaj's desire?
Some common instructions would be there. Basic.
You see, our Guru Maharaj departed, still investigation is there.
Yes.
What to do?
So you know from the beginning, I wanted an independent institution for you.
Yes.
By cooperation you would go on an activity as you understand. You cannot.
follow. Many things are different, the social considerations, especially of the West, and that should also be considered to some extent. To form a cooperative, to work in cooperative basis. This cone is there, and you may learn something from that experience also, and how to form, how to make that on you.
Actually, real harmony
is different and permanent. We can't enforce anyone against his independent will, only on the basis of cooperation, how we will be able to go on in a united way.
You are just speaking on principle.
Yes.
The real harmony always depends on the sacrifice for each other.
Not absolute authority of anyone, but in a cooperative mode. You have to connect yourself. You have some independent position, but Akhananda Maharaj is here. He wants to have his own separate position there on the other side, Madhya Deep. And this land that will be a seat of the common cause. And he wants to have his own special seat there in Madhya Deep, as far as I understand. You are mainly to evolve the organism, and I may give some suggestion. I haven't given
assignation. No. I haven't given assignation. I haven't given assignation.
I haven't
given assignation. I haven't given
assignation. এটা তো ওই দিক দিয়ে যাবে, বাইরে দিয়ে নাকি
রেকর্ডিং
এখন কত? দশটা
দশটা দশ
দশটা দশ
I have one other question.
আমি কি করবো? চান্টা করে রাখবো নাকি আগে
একটু পরে যাবে আরো কিছু প্রশ্ন রয়েছে একটা প্রশ্ন
ইটস এ স্মল কোয়েশ্চন দ্যাট ইন দ্য টেম্পল ফর গিভিং ক্লাস দেয়ার ইজ ব্যাসা সন শুড বি গিভেন টু দ্য স্পিকার
That is temple or this Natmandi, something.
Well, ours is combination.
Yes, combined.
Combined temple, Natmandir.
Yeah. And on the Natmandi, the class God.
Yes, in that section.
Bhasasana will be there, all right. Then, what is the difficulty?
Whether or not, should there be...
If superior persons come... Then whether the junior will take the Vyasasana when speaking, explaining Bhagavatam? That is your question.
That's one question. Also, for Acharya, if there is acharya, should there be a separate one only for that acharya, yeah, or should others also sit on that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When the other acharyas will go there.
No, in a temple there may be an acharya, yeah, and there may be Vyasa-san for that acharya who regularly speaks. Should there only be one, and whoever is speaking, they may sit there, or should there be two?
Acharya should be given separate honorable seat.
Yes. Like in the San Jose temple.
Right.
There's
right.
one Vyasa-san where I speak, mm-hmm, and I have another one for right. guest sannyasis and other
that
speakers.
Is
that correct?
When in one temple?
In the presence of the so many acharya, if anyone is appointed to speak from the Vyasa-san, yeah, he will take permission, he will mm-hmm. Bow down to the acharya, take permission and take their seat, and then he can go and explain it.
Yes.
And he say in San Jose temple, when acharya will speak, will deliver lecture, will deliver Harikatha, then in which asana he generally sits, and when others will go to deliver Harikatha, should they use the same asana or separate asana, different asana from the acharya's asana? Their seats should be different.
Upon the position of those
Vaishnava
friends.
Right.
You have seen when Swami yes. Maharaj was in a seat.
He took you on the same Vyasa-san.
He took, right. voluntarily took mm. me to right. take the acharya with
that's clear.
Respectfully
with his
request to
sanction.
Take seat.
Right.
From the honorable
uh-huh. right.
Yes.
that is in a special case, but generally other seats should be a little lower than the seat of acharya. Because acharya's seat has got some special respect. Mm. And when others
generally who are
that question.
Yes, that is clear, Mahir.
Krishna.
Krishna. I was challenged by a pandit when I reached here. Mm. They knew that I had gone to Gauriya Vaishnava school behind Sannyasi. I reached here to find a suitable place to live. They challenged me by prominent pandit here. I told him that reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, this conclusion I have reached, that the Varnasram Dharma you profess, that has culminated in Vaishnavism. Vaishnavism the after. The
yeah.
highest thing where these all culminates. Then they challenge early, it is in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Then Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhuvai printed and sent a copy to that pandit. How the Vaishnava Dharma is the only Dharma, and how is the position of all other creeds. You consider from this. In the last days, that pandit wanted a shelter in our ashram.
Hmm.
I shall pay something. He was the principal of the college here, local Sanskrit college. I told him, I don't want any money from you. You will stay in the ashram and I will do some service to the mission. But he died soon.
Uh-huh.
Today
is a good day.
Only one gentleman
Yes, one.
Pratiksha, who is he?
Premananda.
He?
Yes.
Then asked Krishna,
Sharan?
Krishna Sharan Prabhu, to make arrangement, so he is a good guy.
Right.
This Saturday he is going away.
Next week.
Who?
Premananda, on 29th.
Who will go?
Premananda.
Premananda will go?
Yes.
Saturday. Coming Saturday.
Is it a Thursday?
Yes, Thursday, yes.
Huh?
Yes. Yes, on Thursday he will go.
Saturday. Then today is the day.
Today is the day.
Right. Yes. Today, they are good day.
Yes.
And Thursday was a good, but when he used to go, but that day,
yes.
Then this today is the suitable.
Yes.
Suitable. To maintain one's own position, to flatter the Vaishnava or Guru Vaishnava. The distinction between flattery and devotion. You follow?
Yes.
Flattery is not devotion. Establish one's own self. To preach one's own glory. Hypocritically, he is showing too much devotion towards Vaishnava. Insincere flattery. Do you understand the distinction? Flatter.
Yes, Maharaj.
That is to use the Vaishnava to one's own service. Namavali Papavuddhi. Namavali Papavuddhi. I shall commit sin. And by taking the name, I shall wash them all. This idea, if we go on taking name, that is offense to name, not name pure. So also, Guru Vaishnava, they also can be used to that sinful idea, object. I want to mean this. But there are many Iskonites, they are only making flattery to Swami Maharaj, eliminating his real purpose, ignoring that. That is not Guru Bhakti. What is the real purpose of Guru? To understand that and to take risk, to preach that. That is devotion. And not to take the advantage of them and try to establish himself in the, that plea. That is not the Namavali Papavuddhi. So Vaishnava Sevar Asilai Nijeke Pratishthita Karachyasna. That is not devotion proper. They to praise the Vaishnava. Though the Vaishnava, we cannot finish the real praise of Vaishnava. We may not finish. They are infinite. Their qualities are infinite. But we cannot finish singing their quality. That is one thing. And to use that flattery to establish one's own self, that is not devotion, that is Namavali Papa. Vaishnava, Prasangasaya, Nija Sartha, Anusandhana. To search after one's own mundane interest by taking the name of the Vaishnava and praising them outwardly. Devotion proper.
Sanyasidasitasunam karma jnana janavacham. Anukulihina krishnanam sridhanam. To support exploitation by Sam devotion. A very subtle thing. We should sing the glory of the Vaishnavas, and that is real life. But to misuse that for one's own mundane purpose, that is not devotion. That is a plea to establish one's own self. That should be avoided. Guru Hogi. That they are known as Guru Hogi. Generally, here in India. Guru Hogi, who wants to enjoy, exploit his Guru. Guru and the Vaishnava to exploit the name of them, to establish one's own self. As a Guru exploitationist. Vaishnava exploitationist. The exploitation in the form of praise of the Vaishnava and the Guru, that is not devotion, that is abhorav. That is Vaishnava Seva and Vaishnava Parat. Guru Seva and Gudba Parat.
তো স্বামী মহারাজ আপনার ডান দিকে
মহারাজ তো
স্বামী
মহারাজ আপনার ডান দিকে এখানে হ্যাঁ আমি তাই
Anyway, we can still hear what you say.
Namavadi Pabuddhi and Vaishnava Seva, Guru Seva. Hey, Namavadi Pabuddhi. Internal searching. What is devotion? What is Guru Bhakti? Apparently, it is very encouraging and to establish that there is so much devotion to Guru. But who is Guru? What is his service?
We
want to exploit him. That so many namavaras, 10 kinds of namavaras, externally, superficially taking the name, but internal object is something else. The namavaras, as we have namavaras, we have Vaishnavavaras. And that Vaishnavavaras is such a good Bhagavan Guru. Guru Sabat Name, Guru Devir, Sannhar Kara. To kill him in the name of his service. To destroy his internal akankha, his internal desire, goodwill. To kill his goodwill in his name. Outwardly taking his name. And with that plea, I am killing his real goodwill. Guru Bhogi and a Guru Shedi. Guru Bhogi, Guru Tadi and a Guru Shedi. Three classes. Really to serve Guru, and then to renounce Guru, and to exploit Guru. Guru and the Vaishnava, everything. To exploit, to renounce and to serve. There, the searching thing that was out, what is devotion? What is propaganda? What is preaching? How much we are preaching him, Guru, or preaching me? Preaching our own self or preaching Guru Dev? Vaishnava. The search. The Guru said, to exploit Guru, to serve Guru, and to renounce Guru. Three phases of life. And the fourth, people know not to know where he is Guru. Not to feel the want of a Guru. That is the best. Knowing Guru, and exploiting Guru, and renouncing Guru, and just deserting and abandoning, or serving Guru.